This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, this blew me away. So Saturday morning, I'm minding my own business doing this show. We're working some weekend shifts here and there. And I was talking about that Carrick and Brashear blowout that we were talking about last week. 62-0, there was a shutout in local girls' high school basketball. And Mike White of the Post-Gazette wrote a column. Well, they should have let them score, he was explaining. And I just introduced it real quickly. I mean, I was only going to talk about it a minute or two. And this guy Mike on the cell called. And it you'll hear it for yourself. It gets into a conversation of America's youth being misguided. And Jim, this man went on to tell us all about how America's youth need to be guided back to where, and, well, he can maybe guide them. Are you ready for this, Jim?
Sure.
Okay. Mike on the cell. Mike, good morning to you. It's a snowy Saturday here in Pittsburgh. I hope you're doing well.
Well, thank you. Hey, I wanted to touch base with that, what you were talking about with that 62-0 score.
Certainly.
And how everybody's trying to rip the coach. And then you made a comment, and I'm a little older than you, probably considerably, but you made a comment, when did we start, you know, when did this ripping the guy to one for playing the game the way it's supposed to be playing start? And I told your screener, I said, has my man been living in a cave or something? Because this has been going on now for about 20 years.
Okay, Jim, where do you think this is going to go? We off to a good start or what here, guys?
I think he's on your side here.
I know. I was trying to figure it out as it was happening. Mike on the cell. I thought so too. It gets iffy. Mike on the cell continues.
I mean, if you remember, James Harrison had two sons, and he said, and I quote, "My kids ain't taking no damn participation trophy."
Oh, here we go.
You know, little Johnny needs to get in the game. Well, this is these kids are learning this stuff from these cell phones. And they're learning it in the school. You know, you got to learn to be tough. You got to be learned. You hit your knee, you cut it, okay, get up and get back in the game. You can't treat kids like they're candy canes.
Okay, candy canes.
Candy.
Yes,
okay.
Candy canes.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yes, just get in there. Get in there. Mike on the cell.
I mean, they're going to break bones. They're going to get stitches.
Man.
You know, let kids stop blaming everybody else for what the heck is wrong in your life. And do something about your life. Put your pants on. Go out. Teach the kids how to coach. And maybe Carrick needs to do a better job of starting the support staff in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades where they have kids that are ready. They're hungry. They want to win. When my kid played, he wanted to win every freaking day. And he played against T.J. McConnell.
Whoa. What? I mean, is there a bigger name? Whenever, I mean, that is that's basketball Jesus around here. So if you played against T.J. McConnell, Chris, you knew you were getting top-notch.
You must know what you're
getting. You know what you're getting. In Indiana, if you're living around French Lick, they say, my kid played against Larry Bird. Around here, my kid played against T.J. McConnell, Jim. It's the way it is.
He's, you know, the thing that struck me about that is
there's more.
Maybe he played against T.J. His kid played against T.J.'s dad. I mean, this guy sounds like he's quite a bit older. And if he's got a kid that played against TJ, then I mean, that's not that long ago.
Some of them kids, and these kids were out to win. They couldn't stand to lose. Until a kid knows what it feels like to lose, he'll never want to, you know, or when he wants to be a winner, I should say, he don't want to be a loser. You know what I'm trying to say there, young
I
fella.
Do. I mean, Mike, I want to ask you a question. This is a long shot. I'm taking a stab in the
here
dark
comes.
Here. Shot in the dark. Big long shot here. I'm guessing you you like Jack Lambert. Is that true?
I bleed black and gold.
Never
do you have to say anymore.
That. Right.
No. Jack, I guarantee you loved him.
I love Jack Lambert. I tell you who I really love was Donnie the Hitman Shell.
Right.
Oh,
he
of course.
Earl Campbell's ribs in that game down in the Astrodome.
Right. So he liked Earl Campbell he liked Donnie Shell because he broke Earl Campbell's ribs. Yeah. There's a little bit more, though, from Mike. I mean, this guy's ready to run for office around here. Mike on the cell.
Using drugs.
Question for you, because I've been pondering this, and you seem like the right guy to speak to about this. I've been questioning my fortitude, my intestinal fortitude,
here's
my manhood.
Where it gets good.
On if I should get a snowblower or if I should just keep getting out there and gutting it up with my snow shovel. I'm thinking that you're going to tell me to stick with the snow shovel. Thoughts on all of this, Mike?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, you young fella. Sure. If you got a daggone gravel driveway, you're in a world of crap if you get
No, I don't. It's cement. It's concrete. So
well,
should I go with it?
Do you have a kid?
How about that? Right? Do you have a kid?
Nice.
And then he continues.
No.
Two of them, 10 years old.
Make them
what
twins.
What the hell's wrong with them kids getting out there shoveling the snow? That's
good
what I
point.
Mean. Nobody, these kids don't throw snowballs at cars. They don't go sled riding. This is the wussification of America. And we as
there
parents
we go.
Yes?
And grandparents, in my case, have to do something about
it's
it.
What he wanted to get
right.
to.
Take our country back. This
Take
candy
it back.
Cane cancer culture crap has got to stop.
Cancer culture.
We had some trees
out
by the road.
Did he here he comes.
There was
yes,
a
he did.
Stop sign. And when they went by that stop sign, they got hit. Ba 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 boom.
Yes.
It was like a machine gun hit them. But we used to sled ride. I mean, we had fun. We built snow forts. You know, it's just, I hate to see these kids.
He doesn't like kids.
Being turned into a bunch of babies, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like
there's
it.
No, kids don't want to play football no more. They want to be in there on PlayStation and Xbox and their damn telephone. Gee, many Christmas.
Yeah.
Why
your thoughts on Fortnite?
Why are they outside throwing ice balls at cars that drive by? What's wrong with
is?
These kids?
I don't know. I think it's ridiculous because these little kids, instead of being outside throwing snowballs at cars, they're inside playing Fortnite. And then you got
there
the
it is.
It's Fortnite. So anyway, Mike is.
There it
is. Yeah, in that's
the end,
what he
it's
took.
All Fortnite's fault.
That's what he took from the Carrick Brashear game.
This is Juju's fault somehow.
I believe so. You know what? I didn't even get a chance to ask him that. what do you
this
think
priceless.
He likes?
He had all the code words. Cancel culture, wussification of America.
I kind of, he's not all the way wrong, but I think he's just a little bit iffy in his delivery there. So, Mike,
I heard they're coming to take your snowballs away, Colin. I ain't even going to let you throw them no more.
I wonder what he thinks of Juju's blue hair. I didn't get around that. That was the next question that I was going to ask him about Juju's blue hair and TikTok.
Lord.
Jim, would you like to have a beer with that gentleman?
Yeah, why not?
I know. I agree.
We can discuss, the safety factors in throwing snowballs at cars.
Yes.
Which,
boom, boom, boom.
Which we used to do that on Washington Street in Keene.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't understand what was dangerous about it. You know, when you're like 8 or 9 years old, you don't appreciate it until you're driving a car and then you get hit by snowballs and then you realize, oh, this is kind of dangerous. But I don't know where throwing snowballs at cars, why that is a badge of honor for him, something that should be passed down from generation to generation.
How about he wanted my kids to be like some Molly Maguires in the mine or something at 10 years old? Like get them out there with a shovel, get them going, get them a union card, have at them. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you? I mean, like seriously, how old are they? I said 10. He goes, get them a shovel, get them going.
He should have been out there two years ago.
You got complaining about the snow out there. You
Sounds
got two
like
kids, able hands. It's
Jack
cheap.
Lambert shoveled snow when he was in diapers.
Before, in utero.
How you think he was so tough?
Jack Ham shoveled snow in Johnstown in utero before he even came out. Three was throwing salt. Anyway.
Mike's dad probably fought the Pinkertons. That's my guess.
With one hand tied behind his back, barehanded.
Yeah.
Took a gun right off him, said, threw it in a river and then boxed the guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.